Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I tweeted out Dick Fitz was on the mound last night for Auburn. If you're watching ESPN2 anywhere around
Dick
the country.
Or Richard,
it was Richard, but Richard. You know what? Richard is Dick Fitz.
Fitz, F-I-T-Z,
F-I-T-T-S.
Oh,
Fitz. Freshman pitcher. I fell asleep then, but I guess Mississippi State came back and won that game. I don't know if you – I mean, good for the kid. He's only a freshman. He's a Division I baseball player and on a major program and at the College World Series. If you're watching ESPN, if you're in the Omaha areas, all over TV. But that's a tough name because kids are cruel and so are grown men on the radio.
Unless you're a Division I baseball pitcher.
Yeah. Then you don't care.
Nope.
You don't care. I'd go by Dick. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'd go by Dozen.
That's not a given name, though.
It fits.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope that at least there would be one moment where one parent would say, really, we're going to name our kid Dick Fitz?
Right.
No, this is probably not a good idea.
Richard is Dick. It doesn't matter, yeah. Man. I mean, you don't have to call him Dick.
No.
And he was listed as Richard Fitz.
But you know kids are going to call him Dick Fitz.
Yes.
Don't do that to your kid.
Parents got
to
be...
Don't do that to your kid.
No.
Now he'll benefit from that later in life.
When he's back on the mound, though, they should chant Dick Fitz.
It'll make him tough.
And it's he's obviously got through it. He's a Division I pitcher in major baseball, major college baseball. Yeah. Good for him.
Oh, it's a good pickup line, too.
It fits.
I'm Dick Fitz.
Want to find out?
Well, that was weird between us, you know. How you doing, man? Hey, Craig, how was your Father's Day?
Lovely.
All right. Oh, lovely. Good. Okay. Right.
Yours?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Were you in town?
Yeah, I was.
Or did you get to get out of town and enjoy something?
Like Des Moines again?
For instance.
No. I was at least in my hometown and in my home bed.
Ah.
And I watched a lot of baseball. That was kind of cool. But I watched a little. I went to the College World Series game, and also my son played all weekend.
I went to a College World Series game
as
well.
The Hogs?
The Arkansas.
I was there too.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
hey.
I didn't see you.
No, I didn't see
I
you.
I waved to you.
Yeah.
I went to that game too.
I was hanging out with the governor.
Yeah. Oh, was he there?
Yeah.
Did he see you? He didn't know it.
He had no idea who I am.
You're lucky. I'm glad I didn't see him. You're up there.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, douchebag. Just you call him a douchebag.
I let it go.
Oh, yeah. Man, you should have.
I was in the same booth. Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm so glad I wasn't with you.
Did you slip him some of those?
I had no interaction with him whatsoever.
He knows who I am.
Because whenever I see him, I usually like to give him some death penalty drugs.
Yeah.
Because I got a guy.
Yeah.
And he's able to hook me up, so I give him a baggie full of...
Somebody introduce you to him.
Death penalty drugs.
No.
Okay, good. You didn't want that, did you?
I just...
This is Craig Evans of Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nothing. They didn't want, I'm sure.
That was a reason.
That they didn't want to introduce me. And plus, I was out front to where I was watching the game because my Hogs were playing.
Right.
And he didn't make it that far.
Good for you.
Oh, you should have pointed out that.
Not that I wouldn't care running into him because I don't give a crap, you know.
The stadium here doesn't have a bunch of beams that you have to sit behind.
Yeah.
This stadium is a lot better than Wrigley Field.
What's his old man sponsored that stadium too, though? By the way,
you should have your dad fix that crappy Wrigley Field and name it TD Ameritrade.
he should change the name of Wrigley.
You should change the name of Wrigley Field.
Piss off Cub fans even more.
Right. In fact, you should blow that dump up.
Yeah.
It needs to be bigger, and you need to have sight lines from, you know. Well,
you should just tell them to move to Chicago and get out of here. Go run the Cubs.
The entire stadium.
You suck as a governor.
I will defer to him on that one. Uh-huh. And the person that the electorate would put in there would be so much better.
We've had better ones. What are you talking about? We knew a couple old governors. Oh,
what I'm talking about is I don't trust the electorate.
Oh, no, you're
lying. That's what I'm saying.
But oh, that's a good point.
We're surrounded by a majority of dummies.
Yeah, we did. That's the bed with rickets, that's for sure.
All right. Are you talking about the immediate surroundings? Or
Yeah, that too.
Well,
that
yeah.
Too. That's so otherwise, besides running into him, and then your Hogs lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good game.
My Hogs have not scored in the last 22 innings at the College World Series.
Are you kidding me?
No, they haven't scored in the last two games they played, which includes last year.
Yeah.
It's not a good winning strategy.
Yeah.
No, well, you need to score.
Both those pitchers were amazing that night, though.
They were.
Yeah.
It was great. Maybe you missed this, but let me tell you, there was something great that went on over the weekend.
You need Dick Fitz.
And it's called Prime Time Golf. I enjoyed watching the golf.
Oh, yeah.
9:30 at night.
I wasn't around. But you're right. I saw a little bit on Friday. No, I saw the primetime stuff Thursday night. Maybe I saw a little Friday night, too. You're right.
Yeah, because yeah, yeah. like the leaders didn't tee off
till later.
Till about 5 o'clock our time
right.
yesterday. So we went out, had a little dinner, came back home, and watched him wrap up the
and Tiger
US
won.
Open.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And that douchebag Brooks Koepka did not win. And I don't know why I don't like that guy,
Tiger
but
Woods.
I don't like that guy.
Why don't you like that guy?
I don't know.
Too ripped with a hot woman.
That could be it.
He is just rich as hell, does what golfs and for a living.
And his con-
No, he's the Tebow. You told me his interview with him, he's the Tebow of golf, right?
Yeah.
Is he?
He won't drink coffee.
Doesn't have coffee. Yeah. Never tried hot chocolate.
What?
What?
What kid?
What do you mean?
What parent denies their kid hot chocolate?
One that you know, as soon as they get off the tit, they have nothing but protein shakes. Is he like the Todd Marinovich of golf?
That's just what
I was going to say. He seems like the Todd Marinovich.
Yeah,
like
warm
a newer
it up.
Version.
Stick some chocolate in that protein
right.
drink.
Damn right.
Wait, no.
Yes.
Because at some point,
he had hot chocolate.
At some point in that in his youth. His
Perhaps.
Parents said, hey,
he did.
Everybody likes hot chocolate. You'll like it, too. Try
but
some.
He is so douchey that he won't admit to that.
You're such a douchebag.
That's what he is. That's right. That's worse.
That you will deny.
But you're denying yourself.
Your consumption of hot chocolate.
Tebow won't eat Thanksgiving dinner. I hate to tell you, it's crazy.
At some point, yeah, you probably had some hot chocolate.
Dude, he just seems like an emotionless, you know, bland,
yeah.
like... He's a cyborg.
Tiger was.
He
reminds me of that robot, you know, who goes to the driving range.
First of all, you are describing like 1,000 golfers, though.
Oh, yeah.
Emotionless,
I know, but,
white robots.
But he's
worth some more.
When the announcers say, wow, he even cracked a smile there.
Yeah.
You know, come on, man.
But the leader, Goodland guy who ended up winning.
Jayhawk.
Woodland.
Yeah.
He's a Kansas boy.
They look similar. The only thing,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, they got their flat,
emotionless white guys.
Yeah,
yep.
They iron the bill of their hat so it's nice and flat.
I know it's boring.
And the only way I could tell them apart from a distance was, okay, he's got this color top on, and Koepka has the douchebag colored top on.
It is golf.
It's a lot of those golf
they
guys
start co-opting to look too young.
Yep,
you know,
a lot of those golf
13 year old kids on the course looking like grown douchebags, right? So, good Father's Day, Craig, right?
Yeah.
We're turning this into Father's Day week. We don't think we get enough credit.
Okay.
All right.
Or compensation.
Yep. Todd only got 2 presents from 6 kids.
Wow, he got so much love, though. Did you get some homemade cards?
No. They're all grown
Father's
up.
Day cards with some macaroni glued to it or something.
I didn't get a card for either of my kids.
No, that's
a present, my wife.
The modern day version of that is a text with maybe a few emojis in it. Maybe a couple of heart emojis.
You'd prefer macaroni, though, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Just macaroni and cheese or macaroni like
glued like macaroni
car.
Glued to the car.
I'd prefer macaroni and cheese.
Just some effort.
To make you a macaroni and cheese, a macaroni card, that'd be great.
Hey, those emojis don't type themselves, man.
That's true, Puss. Puss is right. Puss is right.
But macaroni and cheese would be cool, too, because that would...
A couple thumbs up or little dad trophy emojis. What were they?
That would...
The dad trophy emojis. I think I've seen those.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to put out some effort to make some macaroni and cheese. Boil some water.
Just stop the checks.
I got the actual dad trophy.
Stop. Oh, really? Good for you.
Did you? Oh!
For the last, I think I inherited it from her dad.
Okay.
And I've, and like the last 5 years in a row, I've gotten it on Father's Day morning every year. It's a surprise.
Yeah. Well, where's it? Where do you keep it the rest of the year?
Like up on the mantle.
It's wrapped up again?
And she wraps it up again and gives it back to me. And I go, what, you guys didn't? Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Every year.
Every time.
Every year.
That's funny as hell.
That's actually good.
It is funny. Yeah.
I did it yesterday morning. I'm like, oh, you
Dad's
guys didn't
dumbass.
Have to.
Dad's dumbass. Forget this.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, you kind of did have to do this.
I forgot about this.
I was expecting something cool.
Forgot about this bit.
Yeah. I've done that.
But it's nice to be surprised every year.
Call your old man yesterday, Craig?
Well, we went to the Arkansas game together.
That was Saturday,
on
right?
On Saturday. Yeah. And then we had lunch together yesterday.
Okay.
So we call your old man, Puss? Together.
Yeah, I called him and took him out to dinner last weekend. Right. They were around here, so we celebrate a little early.
Are you the world's greatest dad, or does it expand beyond that?
I think it says I think it says world's greatest dad.
Solar system, universe. Yeah, because I have to dispute that. Anybody who's holding the world's greatest dad trophy.
Really?
Yeah, my kids would have something different to say about that.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, depending on the day.
Yeah. I don't think they're on the committee. I don't think they're. I don't think their opinion matters.
You got a couple texts, so you must be the world's greatest dad.
Yeah. Well, I think it stated that, but I'm sure it was implied.
You got to remember being a kid, and Father's Day was, oh, hey, Dad, you're right. Mom told me to say Happy Father's Day. That's what being a kid is. Now, a grown adult, I don't know. You're right. I see the kids, it's all about them.
They're all at the age now where they...
Yeah, dad gets it.
They don't need to be prompted.
No. No, you're right. Yeah. You don't have kids anymore.
They took the initiative.
Yeah, they're grown.
Yeah, and on their own, contacted me. All of them. Except for, the one you keep bringing up.
No, I didn't bring it. Your firstborn.
Yeah. Probably because I didn't raise you.
And he wants nothing to do with you.
Obviously.
He should get back to you, though. You'll get a card eventually. You'll get a macaroni card from him someday.
Let's just let that one go.
Yeah, he brought it up. I didn't.
Oh, because you were going to bring it up.
No, it's not this time.
No, you brought it up.
I bring it up once.
You brought it up earlier.
I did. And Pushy brings it up, too. She's yelling at him.
Last segment. Yeah. You both brought it up, as a matter of fact.
Just last segment.
Todd's
just last
first.
Segment.
I don't believe I did.
No, I think I did. And but sometimes you do.
I'm pretty sure it'll come up again next Father's Day.
It may come up sometime in between
that.
As well.
Maybe before that.
Father's Day.
We always say six
of
kids.
My freaking Father's
maybe
Day
seven.
Lives.
Yeah. I pointed out the fake kids. I didn't go to that.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay.
we call stepkids fake kids. I know it's brutal, but it's been a bit on the show for years. So if you have fake kids, just take it as a joke.
Or if you are a fake kid.
Yeah, or if you are a fake kid, too.
Yeah, embrace it.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
A stupid horse hockey study has been released trying to make dads feel better about themselves when we actually shouldn't.
Right. Go ahead.
It's about the dad bod thing.
Oh, yeah. Women love the dad bod.
No, they don't.
No.
Of course they don't.
No, this particular study says that they do.
We don't love the mom bod either, by the way. Let's be fair about this.
No, that's probably not the time to bring it up.
We're lashing back.
No, this says that dad bod is fine. That extra 20 to 30 pounds, 7 out of 10 women find that makes a man attractive. An extra 20 to 30 pounds.
Well, that would mean...
That's probably, yeah.
Now,
that's most guys.
That's women who are 20 to 30 pounds overweight.
It's horse hockey's what it is. It's, well, if he's going to be, okay, fine, I'll take that. Yeah. If he's any less than that, I'm going to have to do something.
Yeah, that's true. That's it. That's it, exactly.
Man, that is like, there's a light bulb that went across, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
The guy that does news for us, his head. That was a brilliant statement.
You
and
nailed
that is
it.
So.
That is why.
That is why.
Were he in perfect shape,
right.
I would have to be in perfect right. shape. So they say that the dad bod is a physique somewhere between buff and Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, somewhere between.
Well, yeah, I think most people. Now, this survey also found that a majority of men who identify as having a dad bod are proud of it, which means nothing.
No, because that's it.
That's silly. I mean,
he's proud of that.
It means nothing.
No, it means nothing.
Means he's proud that he used to maybe have a little definition.
No.
That's all gone away because now I'm a fat ass.
It just means that you go like they tell everyone else, regardless of how fat you are, you're supposed to be proud of it.
Yeah.
Display it.
Nobody wants to be 20, 30 pounds heavier.
You should be a big
but plump. Sometimes life gets in the way.
Look at you.
You do what you got to do.
150 pounds overweight. You should be. And the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Yeah, you're right. Show it off.
Right. This year, next year, they should have nothing but chicks who are 100 pounds overweight, followed by guys who are nothing but 100 pounds overweight.
And everybody.
Because you're all beautiful. You're beautiful and comfortable.
In your own special
in
way.
Your own fat.
Sing it, Christina.
Yeah, sagging skin.
You are beautiful.
This actually says that women apparently prefer dad bod over chiseled abs. I'm sure that there are any number of people.
Because you nailed it. Tell them why.
Because if you're not fat, then I might have to do something.
Yeah, if you got in shape, I'd have to get in shape. Or you'd find somebody who's in shape like you.
Happy Father's Day week.
So just put those chiseled abs down.
Put them
the
down.
The ab issue is not necessary.
Yeah, the abs, that's tough enough. How about just try to get less of a gut and start with that?
Yeah, well, then you got to put the beer or the ginger beer down.
Way too much. Life's tough, man. Things get in the way.
I'm also seeing that it is National Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Month.
That's your favorite month.
So that might help out.
Yeah.
You're okay with the fresh fruit, aren't you?
And vegetables, yes.
Really? Oh, fresh vegetables.
Yeah, love them all. Yeah.
It's cooked vegetables
no, you don't.
Have a problem with, right?
It's cooked vegetables I have an issue with.
Yeah. He's got an issue with it.
But even vegetables, raw vegetables, you only love some.
I had broccoli just yesterday, 2 days ago.
He'll eat a carrot if you give it to him.
I had a carrot as well.
Did you cook that?
No. And
he likes raw carrots.
Yeah.
Broccoli's okay if you put it in the microwave.
You don't
no,
like
it's not.
I like cooked broccoli, too.
It gets a little...
No, it brings out the hideous flavor. So just keep that tamp down a bit and don't cook it.
I think it melts in your mouth when it's cooked a little bit.
No.
Just throw the bag in there and, punch a hole in the bag and nuke it for a minute or so.
And then...
And then eat
wretch.
Enjoy your broccoli.
No.
Well, you pour a bunch of cheese whiz on that, or just cheese on the cooked broccoli, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Or just have it fresh,
I'll put all the other crap on there.
Yeah. Do you dip it in some ranch sauce, or?
Whatever was there.
Oh, he loves the veggie.
Gravy?
The veggie trays.
It was some kind of...
Was there a veggie tray in the...
Gravy?
Was there a veggie tray in the in the booth up there yesterday? Did you reach for a broccoli next to Ricketts, and you guys looked at each other?
No.
So why don't I recognize your voice?
He doesn't.
Why don't I recognize your voice?
He does
not. Yeah, he'd recognize your voice.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
He listens every
day. No, he doesn't.
Did you hold up? Like a piece of broccoli and salute each other.
No.
You know what would be cool is if you dip some of this in poison, you kill a guy that way.
That's
what I would have said.
No, I didn't. No, I just sat where I was. His bit and
guys,
he went away.
You pulled him aside and told him an off-color joke like his old man.
I did.
Say, hey. I got some old anti-Semitic jokes I can tell you. It's funny. Tell your old man. You don't want to be against us.
I saw one on that.
So a rabbi.
In fact, I mean, Governor, I got a joke for you.
I don't know where it
rabbi,
was.
Rabbi, a black guy.
But there was a joke up on that unofficial fan page.
There's some brutal stuff on the unofficial Facebook page, yeah.
But this one was, and I hadn't heard it before, just much like the garbanzo bean chickpea joke.
Yeah, like that. What's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea?
Puss will tell you.
Puss, yeah.
And this one was what...
Todd brought it up, man.
What starts with M and ends in airage, airage, A-I-R, and every guy wants to hear it.
Miscarriage.
Miscarriage.
There you go. Yeah.
And the tagline is, that joke never gets old, just like the baby.
Oh.
I fell.
Happy Father's Day
week. I literally laughed out loud when I saw that. I fell on the floor, and I was embarrassed that I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, I've never heard that either.
You didn't take a knee?
No.
Oh, I did. I absolutely did.
Like everybody listening to us
did. I about
just
took a knee, but continued laughing.
Because obviously it wasn't marriage. I figured that out right away. Nothing gets by me.
No.
And I didn't even see the joke. But I like the tag, though.
Yeah. Oh, the tag was the best.
All right.
But it went away. And people were questioning what happened to that meme.
I don't who runs that site.
There's a couple of guys who claim themselves to be.
There's worse memes than that on there.
The moderator. And, the selective editing of
no,
Facebook.
No, don't do that. Just, it might have been Facebook in general, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's really selective. That's just a joke.
Well, they are kind of selective.
But that's just a joke. That's not even racist or anti-Semitic or anything. It's just a joke.
Because if you get on Facebook, from what I understand, and say, those Nazi guys are a bunch of pigs, they will flag that as hate speech.
Yeah, well, because they are pigs.
Because you're hating on Nazis.
Yeah, and we will continue to.
You're hating on people who hate on people, and they won't stand for that on Facebook. They got standards.
What else is going on, Craig?
Well, I mentioned that we were celebrating National Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We're also celebrating National Candy Month.
All right.
That makes sense.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you need a treat after you eat some vegetables.
I guess so.
Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
Give me some broccoli and some Skittles, please.
In the morning.
And dip them both in ranch.
And a New York man is behind bars after Ubering home following the robbery of the Dunkin' Donuts.
Did he hit the app and he just saw the car coming and timed it?
He might have had the guy wait.
The Uber app says 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. It'll say how close they're getting.
Yeah.
So you figure, okay, he's 8 minutes out. I can rob it now and be out there and just beat him.
Andrew Sanson is being arraigned today on one count of robbery in the third degree. Cops say he walked into the Dunkin' Donuts store, demanded cash, telling the employee he had a gun, and fled with cash. A witness gave police a plate number, and officers tracked the plate to an Uber that had dropped Mr. Sanston off at his home, where police wandered over and arrested him.
Your getaway driver shouldn't be an Uber guy. Come on. The getaway driver should be in on the crime. Come on.
Probably. Yeah.
Come on.
Pony up and get yourself a wheel man.
Damn right.
Yeah, more and more we're hearing about Uber guys who are either involved or inadvertently involved.
Involved, right.
Yeah,
that's what looks like the movie Stuber is coming out with.
That looks funny.
Oh. That's the one TJ turned down. Remember that?
Oh.
He told us that either on the air or off the air.
The part that Kumail Nanjiani has?
End up taking. They offered that. They offered that part to TJ originally. He wanted to stay on the road or something like that.
Because the...
It looks funny. He's funny. I like
originally,
that
movie was called Collateral.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the comic version.
He was a...
Collateral is, a cab driver.
He was just a cab driver.
That's a great movie.
That was pre-Uber.
Yeah, and it's also a drama, but a great movie.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.